morning, Durkheim Group. How may I help you?
Hi, is Vimal there?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
With what?
Bank of Cardiff, like car indifferent.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah.
Let me check. One moment.
Thank you.
Olivia?
Yes.
Okay. One moment.
Hi, Vimal. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about 2.5 weeks ago, and basically it was based on some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo, probably like a business loan or line of credit. Mm-hmm. Does that sound familiar?
I don't have anything with Wells Fargo. I have something with Chase.
Hmm. But it says it was back in 2014?
Yeah, 2014.
Okay, that makes sense then. And anyways, so based on that and your DNB credit profile, we were able to pre-approve you for both equipment financing and working capital, like up to $250,000. So I really just wanted to circle back with you and see what you had coming up in the pipeline, if there was anywhere that you needed any financing.
Do me a favor, can you shoot me an email so at least I have something? I don't remember seeing anything from you in the mail, but you're more than welcome to shoot me an email, and then I would have something in contact, and let's see what we can do.
Yeah, what is the best email address for you?
It's Vimal, V-E-M-A-L.
V-E-M-A-L?
Mm-hmm. At Durkheim, D-U-R-A-C-H-E-M.
Mm-hmm.
Group, G-R-O-U-P,
mm-hmm.
.com.
.com, perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email here in just a few minutes. But how is business going? Are you guys pretty busy?
Hanging in there.
Oh, nice. Okay, how are sales this year?
It's okay.
Okay, right, what are you guys on pace for? Same as last year or doing a little bit better?
Same as last year.
Okay, about the same. Are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
We are expanding into Mexico. That's where our focus is now.
Oh, you guys are expanding into Mexico?
Correct.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys expanding, like you're like getting a new building there?
Well, we have a building there, but we ship more products into Mexico now than we used to.
Oh, I'm on your website right now. What is
No, I don't have a website.
Oh, this is okay. It's not your website. So, what is it that you guys specialize in exactly?
We basically make several different chemicals, but most of it is for textile related products.
Oh, and so is it just like a coating on the like textiles and leathers?
Coatings and dyeing and denim processing and so on.
Oh.
Anything to do with fabric processing or garment processing.
Okay, so it's all fabric processing. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been doing that?
Well, Durkheim is about 17 years old.
Oh, perfect. So you guys, you don't have a website. Why is that?
We're not looking for new clients. We already know who are the players. We work with industrial markets. It's not,
Okay. So since you're all like business to business and you know who you've been working with, there's no need for that type of marketing.
Yes.
So then do you get do you look for new customers at all, or you just stick with the ones you know?
We stick with the ones we know. We know who are the players, whether here or in Mexico and Central America. So we're not trying to pick up new clients. A lot of times you don't know what you're dealing with, and then mm-hmm. you end up with collection problems and so on. So, we do trade shows, and from there we know who's got the potential.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually. So then when you, like, do the chemicals for them, do you just sell them the chemicals directly, and then they'll use the dyeing and the coating and all of that fabric processing chemicals themselves, or do you help them with actually using them on the fabrics?
We have to. I mean, initially we help them. We provide a technical, so we have a technical force behind us, so mm-hmm. we all, you know, help them with whatever we need to do.
Okay, and so what are like the typical payment terms you extend to your customers? Is it like a net 30, 60, 90, or cash on delivery?
Most of them are 30, some that's 60 and 90.
Oh, so all three?
Yes.
Okay, do you ever run into cash flow problems while you're waiting for payment?
Occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally. Well, if that ever does happen, we have programs that could help you there in case you want to start a next project and you're, you know, waiting for the money from someone else. And we have a lot of different programs here where we can get you cash pretty quickly, like within 24 hours.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. So it sounds like you guys, are you growing or are you trying to stay at just your sustained size right now?
Well, right now we are trying to sustain and focus more on Mexico and Central America. That's where the growth is.
Okay. And so is the growth really just like the sales in Mexico and Central America?
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys have salespeople out there?
Yep, we do.
Okay. That's awesome. So would you say there's like a typical time of year you guys like evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
Well, in terms of, it depends on whatever expansion we are trying to do. So, you know, right now, like I said, the full focus is Mexico and Central America. So, but the products all ship from here. And we manufacture it here and then we ship it into that region.
Okay. And so is it more cost-effective to manufacture here, or are you looking to ever outsource that?
No, everything is done here because there's more value when it's made in USA.
Oh, yeah, that actually makes sense. I mean, we just have a lot more regulations, and I feel like we put out a better quality product.
Correct.
So do you guys, is there like, did you take on any new capital or make any new equipment purchases this year?
Not this year.
Okay, not this year. Is there, like, could a new piece of equipment make you guys more money?
Well, right now, what we're trying to do is actually look at some buildings. So I'm in the process of looking for some buildings, and after that, we'll see what we need to do.
Okay, and so what do you need the buildings for?
Well, I'm trying to buy a building, so.
Okay, and just, is it, like, would you be moving, or would it just be an additional building?
No, we'll be moving.
Okay, so just bigger space.
Correct.
And would that allow you guys to make more chemicals?
Yep.
Okay, so you could just manufacture a lot more of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get in the new building, you would probably need further equipment for that?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Do you have anything on your wish list right now?
Of course, there's things on the wish list, but, you know, again, it's all depending on what our growth pattern is.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. What are your gross annual sales looking like?
We do about 3 to 4 million.
Oh, 3 to 4 million? Perfect. Okay, well.
So do me a favor, shoot me an email, and then we'll discuss further from there.
Yeah, okay. I'll definitely send you an email right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.